Chapter 4, Books of Elsewhere, page 24. Olive had trouble getting to sleep that night. For a while she thought she was sleeping, but then she opened her eyes and saw that the minute column on the digital clock had only gone up by 3. Olive sighed. She punched the pillow, she kicked her legs under the bedspread so that it billowed up like a parachute. She listened to the distant sound of her parents talking between the busy clicking of the computer keys. Olive tried counting sheep, but she got lost around 42. Olive had never been good at counting. While learning to count to 100, she had always skipped the 80s completely. She'd gone straight from 79 to 90, while her parents had exchanged aggrieved looks above their heads. "I give up," she said to Herschel, holding him high in the air above her. His black bead eyes caught the dim sheen of the streetlights through the windows. "I'm not even going to try to fall asleep. I will just lie here, wide awake, all night long." She turned on her side so she could look out the window. There wasn't much to see. The gauzy curtain stirred in a slight breeze, the branches of the willow tree swayed, and a gigantic orange cat pushed up the window frame and squeezed its body through. Olive sat up. The cat stood for a moment, sniffing at the air, and then it trotted soundlessly across the room, examining the furniture with careful solemnity. "Here, kitty, kitty," whispered Olive. The cat ignored her. It moved away from the dresser toward the vanity, hopping up onto the cushioned chair. "Here, kitty, 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 kitty," Olive whispered more loudly. The cat was now looking into the vanity mirror. Its reflected green eyes glanced at Olive for a split second. "That's not my name," it said. Then the cat looked back at its mirror image and ran one paw delicately over its nose. "Gorgeous," it murmured. Half of Olive's brain said, "The cat just talked." The other half of Olive's brain said stubbornly, "No, it didn't." All Olive's mouth said was, "What?" "I said, that's not my name," the cat repeated somewhat scornfully. "But everybody calls a cat that way," said Olive. "What if I called you Girly? Here, Girly, Girly, Girly. Rather insulting, isn't it?" "I'm sorry," said Olive. "I won't do it again." "Thank you." The cat gave her a slight but gracious nod before turning its attention back to its own reflection. "What is your name?" Olive asked tentatively. The cat stood up, stretched itself, its orange fur puffed and settled on its back, and its tail as thick as a baseball bat twitched above its head. "My name is Horatio," he said with great dignity. "And you are?" "Olive Dunwoody. We just moved here." "Yes, I know." The cat turned his wide orange face toward Olive, and then he leaped down onto the rug. Olive half expected a cat that size to make a crash like a dropped bowling ball, but he landed with a surprising lightness. The cat trotted to the end of Olive's bed and sat looking up at her. "I suppose you plan to stay here for a while." "Well, yes. My mom and dad said they want to stay here for good. That's why they bought this house. We always lived in apartments before." "Just because they bought this house doesn't mean that you will stay here forever." The cat's eyes glinted up at her like bits of green cellophane. "A house doesn't belong to someone just because it's been paid for. Houses are much trickier than that." "What do you mean?" "I mean, this house belongs to someone else, and that someone may not want you here." Olive felt a bit miffed. Settling Herschel in her lap, she said, "Well, I don't care. I don't like it here anyway. This house is creepy and weird, and it has too many corners, and it's keeping secrets." "Oh, you've noticed that, have you?" said the cat. "Very good. You're brighter than I gave you credit for." "Thank you," said Olive uncertainly. The cat edged a bit closer to the bed, and in a whisper he said, "Keep your eyes open and be on guard. There is something that doesn't want you here, and it will do its best to get rid of you." "Get rid of me?" "Of all of you. As far as this house is concerned, you are intruders." Horatio paused. "But don't get too anxious. There's very little you can do about it either way." The cat turned with a swish of his huge tail and headed toward the window. "I'll be keeping an eye on you," he said. "Personally, I like seeing someone new in this place." Squishing his orange bulk through the window, the cat stepped out onto the balcony, disappeared. Ripples of goosebumps scuttled from Olive's toes all the way to the top of her scalp. She grabbed Herschel's fuzzy body and squeezed it. "I'm dreaming, aren't I?" she asked. Herschel didn't answer. And in the distance, she heard her father knocking his toothbrush on the sink. The house creaked. A twig of the ash tree tapped softly against her window, again and again, like a small, patient hand.